Hello again. Now, as you wander into the last month of this particular calendar year, it remains pretty calm out there in terms of the familiar patterns of illness we would expect to be seeing. Surgeries varying with a mixture of face-to-face, in other words in-person consultations, telephone discussions and some video link stuff too. It's just a bit different this year still. The flu vaccination programme continues. Lots have partaken of these, but many remain to come forward. What classically happens is, of course, the flu arrives, followed by a rush for the jab, happens every year. Then there is the COVID vaccine question. Now, lots of queries about this being fielded every day now, all the time. I think personally, though, once supplies arrive, and no doubt they will be receiving their allotted batches quite soon, we'll be doing our very best to facilitate this programme in what will surely be the largest immunisation programme ever undertaken on this lovely island. The stratification of who is where in any given list will be following the trodden path laid out by NHS England, I suspect. GPs have no inside track on this, by the way. There's no hidden plan. It should be very transparent. What else fills some new slots this week? Our old friend cannabis. Now, fellow GPs I've discussed this with, rather briefly over tea and coffee, are actually quite sanguine about this topic, quite relaxed about it. Much to be discussed here, of course. But let's just say we might be looking at specialist medical input within this mechanism, given, as it presently stands, we are clearly guided by some very specific and clearly stated guidelines by, for example, the NICE framework, the National Institute for Clinical Excellence. Have a look online at these, if you're so interested. Just pop on the web, NICE, N-I-C-E, and it'll all come up. And if you put NICE, cannabis guidelines, it'll all be there, and there's lots of it. The National Institute of Clinical Thereabouts, NICE, and search for cannabis, and it covers all the relevant scenarios, including chronic pain, spasticity, intractable epilepsy, drug-resistant nausea for starters. Sounds daunting and limited, and at the present time, it clearly is. Only prescribed by a doctor on the specialist register, these are not your typical GP, in other words, excluding such items such as Sativex, that's a cannabis-based spray, licensed for spasticity, in neurological disorders such as multiple sclerosis. That's the sort of stuff we have been prescribing. That's the only legal and licensed way patients could receive cannabis at the moment. Other types of this fable stuff, via so-called shared care agreements, though, between the initiating specialists and willing medical staff, are actually very clearly arranged and agreed protocols laid out that surgeons do now all the time. We routinely do this with several specialist sources, perhaps most frequently now seen with the CAM service, the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service, wherein important therapies for Ireland's children and teenagers, whilst being initiated by hospital consultants and specialists, often monitored by those teams, but sometimes by GP surgeries, and they are routinely these items then once issued, then repeatedly issued by your own GP practice, under one of these shared care agreements. For those trumpeting legalisation of cannabis per se, this will not be a Trojan horse, believe me or not, of somehow moving non-licensed cannabis-based products into your local GP surgery. I can assure you of that. Whilst many GPs are indeed relaxed about cannabis legislation, many GPs still remain rather scarred by years of dealing with groups of young adults, teenagers and the like, who have become rather embedded in this culture. Some of it is not pretty. Moving towards shining a light on this whole business is perhaps long overdue. But to think wistfully that your doctor will be prescribing cannabis as some sort of panacea or treatment option for a variety of disorders, such as, well, not only MS, but chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, cancer, the list is extensive. None of these figure brightly in the present set of NICE guidelines. Indeed, NICE is actually quite cool on this topic, overall quoting limited evidence for medicinal usage. Bit of an amsquib. In other words, the present time is a bit of a cul-de-sac for GPs. Legalization of cannabis, licensing products over the counter, purchase, etc. Now that is a completely different set of topics, discussions, debates and principles. None of that the Honest GPs have or play any part in their day-to-day work. And most likely will not be doing so. Not for the time being anyway. So that's where we are with that. Some fishing from the Department of Health and Social Care into the GP pool may follow, perhaps depending on political interactions, maybe even pending elections. Who knows? We'll see. We'll keep you posted, though. Meantime, let's focus on what really matters in front of us at the moment. That's COVID vaccination. It's the only game in town. Till next week. Cheerio.